Greetings, beautiful people, beautiful family. Greetings and welcome to Bad Thought Therapy. Ooh, praise God. I want to start off with praise. I want to start off with praising God because I am 95%. I am back and I'm 95% and I'm so humbled and grateful for the Most High God. I don't know what I had. I just know whatever it was, I hadn't had something like that in years and decades. And but God is good. We get sick, but the healer, the Most High God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity was working on me, and I'm back 95%. And I'm so grateful. Grateful for you. Thank you for anybody who prayed. I appreciate it. Pray that I was healed and I got back. I am so grateful and I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful that you're listening. I hope this podcast is a blessing to you. I hope it helps you. I hope it, stirs up something in you that's positive, or it helps you to think more critically or think of solutions, which leads me to how I want to format the podcast. I was thinking, you know, I'm a talker and I can get lost in the sauce. And I've decided that I'm going to structure or format the podcast with problem, why the problem exists, and solutions. So I will talk about a problem, why I think that problem exists, some of the reasons, and some of the solutions. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Some of you know this. I'm a full-time educator. So I have not really invested in the time that I want to prepare the podcast on the level that they can be, and where I have my notes and, you know, all that good stuff. And I'm going to get there one day, God willing, I'm going to get there. But I do want to talk about a problem. And usually what I do is I take a problem that is common among many, many people. Something usually that I see in the news or in social media, but it's something that everybody or anybody can relate to, or many people can relate to. So I was listening to something and I saw this story about a singer that I had never heard of. The singer is overweight, and apparently people, he had been affected by the so-called fat shaming that he was receiving on social media. So at some point, he announced that he was not going to be on social media because of the fat shaming. Now, mind you, I'm getting this story second or third hand. So, you know, when you don't have time to dig deep like this, but it is a point that I want to make about shaming or about insults. I just want to kind of talk about how to deal with that, because we all have gone through that and we've all probably been on both sides of that fence. So I want to just deal with that too. So he was fat shamed according to the story that was being reported. Then, because the artist is married, his wife took to social media to say how, just because we're celebrities or we're famous or we may be even rich, it doesn't mean we're not hurt by the insults or the shaming. And she kind of went off on social media. So I want to address that because everybody gets insulted, everybody. And if we are really honest with ourselves, we have also insulted people. I want to be clear that when I do these podcasts, I don't want to seem like there is this villain from the outside always, because most people, the real villain is the one within, okay? And I'm one of those people, I believe that you have to admit your faults, your flaws. You have to acknowledge your flaws. You have to admit your mistakes. You have to deal with yourself and heal yourself. And you cannot do that to be the best you can be, but you cannot heal and be your best if you don't admit your mistakes. Now, I'm not a person that necessarily believes that you got to do like some big public confession, but I do believe that you need to do it, especially to the people or for the people that you have hurt or the people that have been affected by whatever you've done. And most people will never fully heal because they won't even acknowledge whatever they've done. And we've all been on both sides, again, of that fence. So this is not about, just making people a victim, because everybody wants to be the victim, to get attention as a victim. But the reality is most people, most of us, whatever we have been a victim of, we have also been a perpetrator of. So we have been on both sides of the fence. And I just don't hear people talking about that enough. What's interesting? Every now and then, I do hear people acknowledge when publicly that they made a mistake, that, you know, there was a phase in their life when they had something wrong and they acknowledge it. And that's very powerful. And to do that, because it takes a lot to do that. But it first takes, you have to reconcile with God first. I was just thinking about this, and I'm going to redo my episode that I did. I've done a couple of episodes in the past about reconciliation. And this topic came up again in my household, and I was thinking about it, just spending a little time meditating about it and praying on it. And I think that the number one reason why many people can never have true reconciliation and restoration, because they don't realize that reconciliation doesn't start with the person. It first starts with God. If a person has done great evil towards another person, or even themselves, they don't realize that everything we do, and even if we're hurting people, we have sinned against God. So in order to have real reconciliation, we have to first deal with God. We have to make peace about and deal and go to God about our sins, about our mistakes, about whatever happened, our shortcomings. We have to go to God. We have to make peace with God. We have to get right with Him and right standing and good standing with the Lord. And then we have to seek His face and His wisdom and His guidance on how to make peace with people. Because what a lot of people do when they try to reconcile, this is a sidebar, Lord, this is so sidebar. When they try to reconcile with people, many times they skip the most important step and the first step, and they try to insert themselves in people's lives that they have offended, because what they're really trying to do is assuage their own guilt about what they did. But the problem is that when you insert yourself in the life of somebody that you have grossly offended, you create a negative trigger, because your presence in itself is something that's going to remind them of whatever evil you did towards them. So in order for that not to happen, there has to be the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, move in that situation, so that person is not triggered, that person is at peace and can be able to even, you know, move towards reconciliation with you or with us. Again, I don't ever just present something from the perspective of a victim. Everybody has been on both sides, every single human being. Not many people will admit it, but it's true. So today I want to talk about insults, you know, what to do with insults, or how to handle insults, or name calling and put downs and shaming, like how to deal with that. And if the truth be told, we have been on both sides. All people have. And if someone says that they haven't, then they're lying, because they have. So we've got to deal with this thing. First deal with the beast within, so that we can heal with other people. So going back to this particular guy, I never heard of the singer before, but apparently he's a popular singer. He has millions of subscribers on YouTube, because I looked him up. I won't say his name, but I looked him up. He had millions of subscribers. I listened to him. Somebody thinks he can sing, and he's popular. He's married, and he's overweight. And so I guess people were talking about his weight. And he just decided, you know, being hurt, of course, it's going to hurt. You never kind of get numb to people picking on you about anything. But anyway, he decided, okay, he announced, okay, I'm not going to be on social media. Then his wife came back again. I'm just kind of repeating the story and said, you know, talked about the fact that, you know, he's hurt by these different things. It hurts people. So I want to deal with that. How do you deal with insults and put downs and people just being mean and trying to shame you? So that's the problem. Everybody does it, and there are different degrees to it. There are different levels to it. Some people insult, and it's intentional, and it's malicious, and it's calculated, and it's premeditated. Then you have people who might offend, and it's not necessarily intentional. It's not malicious. Some people have their little quirks in their personality. They may be have this kind of dry sense of humor, or their sarcasm is such a part of their personality that they may not necessarily be trying to be mean, even though it can appear that way. So there are many reasons why it exists, but it does exist. And so, again, that's the problem. How to deal with the insults and deal with the shaming and deal with the put downs and name calling and things like that. Why does it exist? It exists for many reasons. I think the number one reason that shaming and all of these negative insults exist because people are not taught not to do that. I think there are many people who do not get direct instruction about things. I'm an educator. I've been an educator for over 30 years. And I can tell you, I work with children, and many children grow up in homes where name calling and insults and picking on people and mocking people is a regular part of their culture. That's what they do. So you have parents picking on people's, you know, finding some physical flaw or talking about people, how they look and, you know, different things. And the children pick up on this, and they sometimes in families, they do it to each other. Sometimes, you know, and so then they do it to each other. Then naturally they're going to do it to other people. So part of the reason why it exists, I believe the number one reason is that people are not taught that it's wrong. People are not taught, don't ever talk about anybody. Try not to say, if it's not good, don't say it. If you got something to say, you know, say it among a friend or your family, but don't insult people. You can't, you know, you might comment. So most people are not taught. You might see something that is odd to you or not pleasant to you. It doesn't mean you have to insult that person or shame that person. Most people are not taught that. Another thing most people are not taught is that, and I learned this very young, is that whatever you laugh at a person about or whatever you pick on other people about, that's what you can become. You know, so like this recent, I forgot what something happened in my class, and I was like, be careful about that. I said, but you could have some children and your child comes out looking just like whatever you laughing about. I forgot what it was, but oh, I know, we were reading an excerpt from a story, and the author was very descriptive in describing this character, and the kids laugh. I think when it said something about he had a big head or whatever, and I was like, be careful about that, don't laugh. And so that's one, the main reason I think that we have insults that are public, private, you know, however, is because most people don't see it as wrong. There are people who are, and I don't want to say they're naturally mean, but I do believe my daughter, you know, who has a degree in psychology, we talk about this all the time, is this nature nurture thing. Some people do have a personality where it just seems like they just make fun of everything. And it could be something as natural that you're doing that's just natural, but they'll find a way to make fun. Like, let's say you were drinking a lot of water, and they would make fun of that. Like, you're drinking a lot of water, what's wrong with you? You know, I'm serious. So it's some people that kind of have that in their nature where the first thing they're going to do is be critical of other people. And I don't know why. So it does exist. But I believe if people grow up where they're taught that they shouldn't do it, you shouldn't insult people, you shouldn't make fun of people, I think that people should be taught their consequences to that. because I do believe in divine reciprocity. Some people say it's karma. I do believe you have to be real careful about that, because I've seen it happen thousands of times, like what goes around comes around. So I believe in that people need to be taught that, and many people are not. I do believe that some people make fun of others and insult others because they feel really bad about themselves. And putting people down is another way of elevating themselves. I think there's another reason that people do it. People insult and they make fun of others because it's a way to distract people from their own flaws and perceived imperfections. So I think that's another reason why it exists. The main reason is it's spiritual. And I have to go there. I look at everything from a spiritual lens. And I believe that it's very hard for people who are sincerely and genuinely connected to God to just make fun of others and insult others without feeling bad. Because when you look at everything as a creation of God, you look at a person as God's creation, you can't just insult people and put people down. It's not something you can do, because you are making fun of what God made. So I do think that's a part of it too, is you'd be amazed, a lot of people, they don't grow up with any kind of spiritual orientation. They definitely don't believe in a supreme being or higher power. And I can tell you, a couple of years ago, I had read this wonderful little children's book, and it was by a psychologist. And basically it was like the ABCs of something, like how to deal with your emotions. So for every letter in this lady's book, this psychologist's book, she had something that the child could do to sort of help the child calm himself or herself. So the P was prayer. So I was reading the reviews of her book. She had thousands of reviews. But do you know the complaint that most people had for this children's book? It was the P for prayer. Most people hated this children's book. This is deep, y'all. And see, y'all, you might be out of touch, but they hated the book because they didn't like the idea of prayer. They didn't want their child to learn about prayer. They didn't want their child, because they saw that being connected to believing in God or religion. And prayer, now see, prayer is interesting, because some people pray to different things other than God, but nevertheless, they had a problem with that P. And I was just, and it was an awakening for me, because I would not have, beautiful little children's book, and she had all these different things you could do. So you have a lot of people growing up with no connection to a higher source of power anyway. So when you have a relationship with God and you see him as an authority and you see him as all powerful, and I'm not talking about religion, I'm not talking about anything based on a book, I'm talking about the fact that you are aware that this supreme being made the sun and the stars and the moon and the planets. Like, when you have a reverence for that, and you believe that God made people and everything, you just can't make fun of people. You can't insult people. You can't highlight their flaws. It's just, you can't be mean without feeling convicted that it's wrong. So that's a part of, we're talking about insults and put downs and name calling. This is why it happens. And we're going to talk about solutions, but you can. Now, I want to emphasize, most people, you know, who are hypercritical, like they're always putting people down and always talking about flaws and all these kinds of things. Again, they may be religious. I'll tell you what I know. They may be religious, but they're not really connected to God, because you just can't do that. Even if you're a person and you saw, okay, somebody has an issue, because in this case, the guy is overweight and people, I guess, were making fun of his size. And I have talked about this because I have been overweight almost all my life. I've told people that the most bullied people, the most shamed people, The most despised people on this planet are big people. Just hands down, can what anybody say? You could just be randomly walking down the street, minding your own business, as happy as you can be. And somebody will have to say something about your size. They're going to imply something about losing weight or giving you a tip or what is you cannot have peace. And you could, and of course, and I talk about this a lot. We talk about this a lot in my house. You know, if you're overweight, you know you're overweight. You look at yourself every day. You see yourself. It's your body. It's your body, so you know about your body. But this heightened obsession with size, with people that have, and I know people that have so many issues, and yet they get fixated on your weight, or some people will reject you because of, the list is long. So I get what he was saying. And one of the reasons why I really don't like to post pictures of myself, and I'm on social media, but I'm not on there with, I'm just showing myself all the time, because I know how evil and mean people are, particularly about weight. Just, I think it was earlier this year or maybe last year, there was this boxer, he posted a picture of his wife. And I think he was with his wife. I don't know if it was just her or if it was just he were together in this picture. This girl was beautiful. She wasn't even really fat, but she wasn't skinny. People tried to drag this man about his wife because she wasn't, first of all, she was not skinny. She seemed like naturally beautiful. She didn't seem to have a lot of fake and oak. She wasn't had on a lot of makeup. And it's just, it was amazing to me. And I understand that that can be very painful because, trust and believe, I've been on the receiving end of it all my life. And I'm almost 59 years old. At the same time, though, I have to say this, I'm no longer insulted. It doesn't sting and hurt the way that it did when I was younger, because I understand why people do it. I'm one of those people, when you get a certain age, you realize nobody, and when I say nobody, I mean no single human being is in a position to make fun about another human being or talk about another human being, because every single human being has multiple flaws. So while mine may be being bigger than I'm supposed to be, let me tell you, that person who is talking about me or my size, they literally have 25 issues that they need to work on. So I'm no longer offended because I realize, again, where it's coming from. It's because people feel so bad about their own issues that they have to, you know, it's sick. And again, it's because they're not connected. They gotta make fun or highlight somebody else's flaws to make themselves feel better about themselves. And going back to why these insults and shaming happen, because people are not taught, you need to, every single day, we need to be working on ourselves. I have no room whatsoever, really, to be talking about somebody else and all the things they have wrong. I may deal with a person and I recognize, okay, this person, something's off. You know, they may have some mental issue. I can see it and I deal with it. And I may talk about it as a concern, but it's not like I'm going to get fixated and start making fun of this person because I can't afford that and nobody can. And I'm going to tell you, throughout my life, people who have done that and who have been mean and, you know, they rejected certain people because of these different physical traits, trust and believe, those are at the end of their life, they wish they had that fat woman that they just rejected, or that bigger woman that they rejected. They're going to wish they had because they are going to, I'm not going to get in that. But anyway, all I'm going to say is this, you have to, let's start dealing with how to deal with it. Number one, you have to understand, and this is what I learned very young, and actually, by being a bigger person and being insulted so much and called names as a child so much, I actually, in a way, this is going to sound crazy, I actually thank God for that now, because it made my skin tougher. And I learned very early on that insulting is a natural part of life, that most people are going to insult you whether you do something to them or not. Now, sometimes you say the wrong thing to a person and you cross a line, you know, they coming for you. That happens too, because remember, this podcast is not about you highlighting your victimhood. It's about highlighting but when you both on both sides of the fence. So I learned, because again, I was called names and put down so young, that I just learned that it's a part of life. If a person is not like that, I'm shocked, okay? Because it's a natural part. You will be amazed at the things that people have made fun of me about. I'm not even gonna get, you'd just be amazed. Like, I'm just gonna say something like crazy, like, you drink too much water. You know what I'm saying? Like that kind of thing. But what I've learned is that the people who do the most insulting are the people who can least afford it. So I'm not offended anymore, because I realize that person has no room to talk about me. They're doing that, yeah, because maybe they feel a little better. But I have had literally people that have been homeless to talk about my house. I have had a person with no teeth talk about my teeth. I have had the size of my teeth. I have had people who just downright low down and dirty, you know, just, you know, make it seem like I wasn't so attractive or whatever because of my weight, and they got every issue. I learned that, and that's what you have to do. You have to understand that nobody can afford to talk about you. And I don't care how they look or what you think they have, they can't. And if they don't have the problem that you have, they can get the problem that you have. They keep bothering you. And that's the law of, it seems like that's a law in the universe. Like, you pick on people for their size or something going on with them, and next thing you know, you're dealing with the same thing. I'm telling you, this is something that you have to let go of, because people are going to do it no matter what. We're going to take a pause. We're going to come right back. Thank you again for listening. Take care. Okay, beautiful people. Welcome back again. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, you can email me at badthoughttherapy@gmail.com if you have a question, comment, or you would like to be a guest on the show. And also, my website, badthoughttherapy.com, has quite a few episodes. I haven't updated, let me see, it's been a minute since I've updated some episodes to the website, but of course, this podcast is available through Apple. It's available through Spotify, which is changing, and a couple of other places. So just, I hope, thank you for tuning in, and let me know if you cannot find this podcast. Some kind of change is happening. I need to know about it. So we've been talking about how to deal with insults. And the first thing is, we talked about why it exists. People are not taught not to be mean. People are taught to be mean. You know, you'd be amazed at the number of people that are taught to make fun of people. People are, and I can't help but saying this, because every problem that exists has a spiritual root. And there are people, they may be religious, but they're not really connected to God. I'm convinced there is no way you can be really, really connected to God and just make fun of people or talk about people all the time. I learned very young that you have to be careful about talking about other people, because the very things you say about other people can be your problem. I also learned, and I taught this to my child and other people, that whatever you think that's so wonderful about yourself can be taken away in seconds, literally seconds. You can go from walking to being crippled in a matter of seconds. You can go from so-called looking beautiful to losing your looks in a matter of seconds. And so because I do believe in divine reciprocity, I would be terrified to intentionally and maliciously make fun of other people. I believe that when you talk about people, you're really putting yourself at risk for that very thing happening to you. So I'm always afraid of that, and I taught that to my students. And again, there is a reverence for God who made everything and everyone, and I just would not play with that. And so that's why it exists. So I started the show with what was the exigence for me doing this show, and it's this singer who is overweight. And apparently he made an announcement that he wasn't going to be on social media anymore because people were making fun of his weight. It's called fat shaming. I also mentioned that being overweight myself and struggling with my weight throughout my life, I've always had people insult me, make fun of me, call me names, reject me because of my weight. I mean, it's just a part of my life. And it's so interesting, though, because I experienced this very young, I don't have the same sensitivity. It's like, it hurts a little bit, but it doesn't, it's like water over duck's back now. Because what I realized as an adult, and I learned this very young too, is no one is in a position to talk about another person. So while one person may have a weight issue, somebody else may have literally 10 other major issues. And so they can be talking about me all they want to, but while they're talking about me, their issue is just getting worse and worse. And so in the end, they lose, they suffer, they have so many problems because of the issue, because instead of them addressing themselves, they're always trying to make fun and talk about other people. And this is a real issue. So for me, talk about solutions, that's how I deal with insults and put downs and people that want to make fun. I can tell you this, and I've said this many, many times, people do not know what it is like to be a bigger person on this planet. You are constantly harassed about your weight. You are people constantly just randomly come up to you and insult you and talk about you that in some kind of way that deals with weight. While they may be crippled, while they may be unattractive, while they may be broke, while they may be sick. I mean, you'd be amazed at the people that feel like they have the room to do it. So what you have to do is understand that number one, and unfortunate, is that those people are not connected and they don't determine, you cannot, the solution is you got to understand they don't determine your joy. You have, remember on this podcast, I talked about this many times before, your thoughts are like a show that's playing out on a television screen. You control what you see on your television. If you don't want to see something, you can change the channel. Your thoughts are like that. You can choose not to think about people who reject you because of something, some flaw you have. In my case, it's weight. A lot of people, especially, you know, as a woman, a lot of men don't like big women. And I'm not mad at them. I'm not complaining. I'm not walking right here complaining about it. I know some women get so offended and they take that energy. I say, let them go. Let them get whatever they want. They want a skinnier woman. God bless. Pray for them to get that. But some people get so upset because, you know, this is perceived as a major flaw and nobody wants to deal with it. And don't be hurt by it. You know, maybe there are some people who will accept your size, or maybe you just accept yourself and you're at peace. You're not missing anything. Let me just say this. If a person doesn't think you're attractive because of whatever your situation is, you are not going to die. Sometimes you have to tell yourself this. You're not going to go blind because they think you're not attractive because you're fat, or they want to make fun because you're fat. I really feel bad for this entertainer because I don't know if he was thinking because he was famous or popular, or because he, you know, he can sing or whatever, that people would make fun of him. But this is even worse. That's why I'm on social media and I post a lot of things and I try to put a lot of positivity out there, but I'm so aware that people would just find anything to insult you for, and it's no good reason. And it hurts, like I said before, it hurts a little bit, but it doesn't, because I don't know those people. I'm not going to go blind because someone talks about my weight. I'm not going to lose an arm because a man thinks I'm unattractive because I don't weigh 110 pounds. You know, I'm not affected by that. And that's what you have to tell yourself. You're not going to lose anything because someone thinks that you have some flaw or some imperfection. You don't lose because they think that. That's them. Don't take ownership of their thoughts. Don't pick up their thoughts and hold them in your heart or in your mind. Again, going back to the television screen, you determine what's in that screen. There are people that I don't think about. You know, they may, for whatever the reason, the thought of them may pop up, but I turn the channel and I don't think about them, because thinking about them is upsetting. So if they've said something to me or done something to me evil, then okay, it hurt. Then I go to God and I say, God, thank you, Jesus. I don't have to deal with that anymore. I'm not around that. I can choose not to have this person, you know, come in and invade my mind and invade my heart and take a space there. You can make a choice and say no. And you can think about other positive things and do other positive things. And so this is sad to say, but there's always going to be people who insult. You're not going to be able to escape it. You're not going to be able to evade that for the rest of your life. And I used to tell my daughter this. I used to tell her, look, if you went to school and every piece, every strand of your hair was perfectly placed, coiffed on your hair, you had the finest clothes, your skin was flawless. Your skin, beautiful teeth, hair, eye, whatever. Somebody is going to find something insulting to say. And so that's the way to do. You gotta understand, this is life. You don't have to lose sleep. You don't have to lose an arm. You don't have to be stressed out by anything anybody says. Trust and believe. I cannot emphasize this enough, but if you live by this mantra, your life will change. Live and let live. Somebody doesn't think you're beautiful because you're overweight. Okay. Let them find what they do think is attractive and beautiful. And you just keep living your life and enjoying your life and doing the things that you love to do. And that's a part of dealing with insults and shaming. Focus on you and your life, not what other people are saying and thinking. When you get insulated in your life and you focus on your life and doing the things that matter to you, going to the places that you want to go to, doing the stuff you want to do, being who you want to be and being at peace with who you are so free. Let people insult, talk, believe, reject, whatever they want to do. Live and let live. Live and let live. And I'm telling you, you will have a peace that surpasses all understanding. The focus, the problem is we give a lot of attention and focus on the wrong people. People that don't care and just want to be insulting or be evil, you can't focus on them. They're not helping you. They're not uplifting you. They're not willing to work with you. You just have to let them go. And it's okay. And get your mind focused on the people who do love you and who do accept you. It's so funny because the singer who said he was going to get off of social media, he's married to a woman that came on social media to say, my husband is this great person and it hurts when people make fun of him. What that singer needs to do is focus on his wife. the one who's loving him, the one who is affirming him, she's not overweight, but she seems to love her husband. There are people that will love you regardless of your size or your looks or whatever you got going on. You know, it's so interesting. Years ago, I was dealing with a person, and I knew the person didn't think that I was that attractive because I had gained weight. And I asked this person, would he go walking with me? And he just said no, just coldly no. But then it's so funny because I was talking to another guy, and I was saying how, you know, I really wish I could go walking. I want to, and where I live, there's this trail, but you walk, you kind of have to walk through the woods. There's some parts of it that walk through the woods. And, you know, people have been hurt up in there. You know, this one lady had gotten really, she's on a lot because of, put it that way. So, you know, for the most part, it's been safe, but I wanted to kind of walk on that trail because I love nature. And this person immediately said, anytime you want to walk, I'll walk with you. So you have to focus on the people who love you and care for you and affirm you, not those who don't. If I were the singer's counselor, I would say focus on your wife, focus on your children, focus on the people who love you despite your size, because guess what? I'm loved despite my size. The person that who didn't want to walk with me, God bless him. Let he live his life. There's somebody that, you know, maybe, you know, just don't even think about that person. Let that person live his life. You're not going to die because someone doesn't think you're all that, or that they don't think you're attractive, or they talking about your flaws. You're not going to die because they talking about your flaws. You're not going to lose anything, money, unless you choose to focus on those people. So that's what I want to say. You have to understand, insulting is a natural part of life. People are going to do it. You can't focus on those people. Focus on the people who love you, who care for you, who affirm you. Those who don't, live and let live. Let them live. Learn how to change the channel. When people are in your space or you have a flashback, sometimes I have flashbacks, the same person doing certain things to me, you know, and it would be painful to think like, wow, and not necessarily what he did, but I would think about what I took. Like, I love this person. And then it just, oh man, it hit me like, this person thought I would discover the earth, you know, and it's a very painful thought. But guess what? I have not lost anything and will never. And because I'm living and focusing on what I love to do, my writing, my podcast, my teaching, just enjoying people who love me, the people who love me and I can talk to and enjoy, that's who I'm focused on, not the people. That's what we do, and so many people do that. They got 1,000 people on the right that love them and respect them and cherish them and value them, but they focus on this joker over here or these people over here that don't care, that want to use them, though they use the hell out of them if they could, but they don't love, you know. And that's, we gotta change that, because you determine what focus your mind is going to have, and that's how you deal with that. Let people insult. Another thing, I'm gonna tell you something. Now, I have said 1,000 times on this podcast, your greatest weapon are your prayers. And what I do now more than ever, I didn't always do this when I was younger, but I've learned to do this, that when I feel like a person has been malicious towards me, because I know, again, I've made mistakes. I've said things to people that was not nice or pleasant. And I'm not going to try to say, oh, I didn't mean it that way. I'm just going to say I did that, because I have. Or somebody said something to me and I snapped back on them, and I wish I hadn't, because I don't care what a person says. I don't want to be like them. If they're being insulting or being, you know, nasty, I don't want to dance with them. You know, I shouldn't do it, because that's a part of this walk. But One thing I've done in my life, and this has been highly effective, is when I feel like a person is, you know, intentionally trying to sabotage me, or like they were, they hurt me intentionally, or they tried to deceive me or manipulate me or use me in a bad way, I pray about that. And I don't pray for anything bad to happen to them. Like, I would never pray that. I just pray that they will, that I will not be, I cannot be a victim of whatever they're trying to do. And I have seen God move. God determines how he's going to fix this situation. But they'll leave me alone. You know, because God will do some things where they can't even think about me. I become invisible. I become obsolete in their lives because they've got so many other things to deal with. And so I've learned to just pray. And I that's what I do. I pray, but I have a special kind of prayer because I'm only asking God to deal with people who are maliciously and intentionally trying to do evil. And so that's how I pray my prayers, and I let it go. And this is how you will live a good life. Don't spend your time thinking about people who do not care about you. And when I say do not care about you, I'm talking about through their actions. Because a lot of people, they have thoughts and they have feelings, but that thoughts and feelings don't matter. Actions do. So when people have shown you through their actions how they really feel or don't feel, and they don't, if you feel like they haven't shown you that, you know, they care or they're good people towards you, let them go. Let them go. Focus on the people who have shown you and demonstrated over and over and over again how much they care and love you. I feel fortunate that I have a lot of people in my life who through their actions have shown me that they really do love me and care for me. And what I do is I spend my time praying for God to bless those people, to help those people, to protect those people. The people who maliciously, you know, tried to hurt me or deceive me or, you know, sabotage me or whatever, you know, I don't really think about them. And, you know, every now and then they would come to my thoughts. I don't know why. Maybe they're thinking about me and just spiritual energy. I feel that, but I just don't let myself focus on them because that's not what's important. Focus on the positive. Focus on the people. That's what that singer should do. And then another thing that you got to understand, that some people, and it's sad, they feel a sense of joy and happiness through your pain. There are people who are dark. There is a real dark force that is evil, that wants to hurt, that wants to destroy, that wants to take people off the planet. And so what you don't understand is that they get joy when they think you're miserable or you're unhappy or you're sad or you can't function. No, you don't give them that joy and that satisfaction. Don't focus on them. Live your life and enjoy your life. And that's what kills them. Okay. That's how you get them off of you. They can't stand it. And I heard years ago, I don't know who it was, they said your best revenge is living your best life. Let people just do what they do. And again, there's some people, this is, you know, I don't know why, they love darkness. They seem to be drawn to it. They love it. They're focused on it. And you just have to let them go. You don't have to get fixated on what they're doing. So, you know, and another thing about social media, another thing I want to say, if you have issues with shaming, just get off of social media or get on there in a different way. Like, I try to, you know, social media in itself is not bad. While there are some bad things on social media, all social media is not bad. But just, you know, put some positive stuff out there. Like, you know, I do quotes. I try to do educational stuff. Just put a little positive stuff out there and just keep doing it. But don't address people who are insulting you. At the same time, this man has like millions of subscribers on YouTube, but yet he's focusing on the people who are shaming him about his weight. And weight is something that people can gain all the time. Again, they may insult you about their weight, but they may be considered, they may look just like what we think an alien looks like, you know. They may be broke or whatever the case may be. The point I'm trying to make is nobody got time to be talking about somebody else because they got something wrong with them. So, and then the people who do reject you, you know, for every person who rejects you, there's somebody who will accept you for who you are. And his wife, who isn't overweight, seems to love him and respect him. So focus on those people, not the people who are being mean and trying to shame you. Last but not least, I want to say something about shame. Shame is something that can only be powerful if you accept it, because shame is something that people put on you. See, when you come out and you say, you know, and I'm not saying I'm necessarily one of these people that's like, I'm fat and fabulous and I'm happy to be fat. But like, I'm at peace with my weight and my body. So you can't ever shame me, because there's nothing you can say to make me feel bad about me anymore. I'm there now. That's where I am. And it doesn't matter who it is, because I don't care. And I already know how it's going to end. I already know the end, what it's going to be. You know, so I just let people, if you find this on it, you know, you didn't think I was attractive. Okay, no problem. Go ahead on and get your skinny mini and enjoy. Okay, and hope that works out for you. So I just, you know, it's just one of those things, like, you got to make peace about you, is what I'm trying to say. So that when you deal with you and you make peace about you, whatever you got going on that is considered a flaw or imperfection or whatever, when you make peace with it, nobody can use it against you. Someone is placing that shame on you, but you don't have to put it on. It's like a coat. Someone can put that coat on you. You can take that coat off and say, no, I don't want this on me. So you don't have to be that way. And then another person made a very good point. They were saying how if he lost the weight, then they'd be saying, well, he's too small, or he's still ugly because he lost the weight, or he looks funny that the weight is lost. You, again, somebody is going to make fun of you, and there's nothing you can do about it, and you shouldn't even try. Let people live their lives and die. Because that's what's going to happen. They're going to live, and at a certain point, they ain't going to come and they're going to die. While you're here, enjoy every moment of your life. Focus on the people who love you. Focus on the people who care for you. Focus on the people who celebrate you. Do the things that matter to you, that you enjoy, that you want to do, and let people live and let live. Let them get what they want, do what they want, and whatever consequences or outcomes that they have as a result of what they want, that will be their lives. It's not going to affect you anymore, because you're not involved with them anymore. So let them go. Focus on those who love you and be happy. And you know, as an overweight person, and I was thinking about him because I had never heard of him, so I did look him up and I did see that he was overweight. You know, if we can get healthier. He might even be, he said that his wife said he had addictions and stuff. But sometimes the people that are so-called big, they healthier than some of these people who are not. And I'm not talking about what I think, I'm talking about what I know. And that just comes out later, it just comes out. But try to, if you feel like you can get better, I'm always trying to get better. I told my daughter, I would say, like, we got to start walking, getting, you know, eating healthier and all this good stuff. But you just have to make peace about you, and you have to say, okay, maybe I love myself. I may not love this one part of me that is a flaw or an issue, but I don't have to hate my whole self because I have this thing that's not perfect or that's not right. And again, you're going to be picked on regardless. So if you're fat, you're going to be picked on. If you're skinny, you're going to be picked on. If your hair is long, somebody gonna say something. If it's short, if your complexion is whatever, you know, it's just you can't escape people, because again, they are connected to the dark one. So they don't see light in the same way. Their whole function, from the time they wake up, I have talked about these people, to the time they go to bed, they're going to be in something that's some kind of devilry, something that is just not positive, that's not productive. That's what they're going to do. And there's nothing you can do or say about it. So that's why, to be happy, you have to live and let live. You have to focus on yourself. You have to invest in yourself. You have to invest in trying to develop yourself and be the best that you can be. And let whatever people want and do, is, as long as they're not on your property and on your in your space, they good. Because God will deal with people. I'm telling you what I know. God will deal with people in a way when they're harassing you or they're trying to do evil towards you, where they will stop being able to do that. They're not going to be able to deal with you, because God will deal with them in a way where they won't even have the time to bother you. And please believe that. And please pray and continue to live your life and get strength from God, and understand that God loves you and that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And know you're not perfect, and whatever things that can be worked on can be worked on, and whatever things cannot, cannot. But when you make peace with God, you will have a peace on this planet that is just so, it's almost unreal. It's a preternatural peace that goes beyond understanding. And I am a witness, and I experience it every day, and I know you can too. But my time is up, beautiful people. Peace and abundant blessings today and always. Take care.